Greg Frizzell here with you. I'm the general manager and owner of 93.5 WMWV and Magic 104.5 and Magic 98.1, as well as Easy 95.3, the Mount Washington Radio Group right here in North Conway. And we're here for a very special drive time again. We've been working on them over the last week and still continuing to have guests on the air to try to answer your questions regarding what is going on in town with the coronavirus and the significant parts of town that are affected by it. And I'm here with Gino Devaney helping me produce the show today. Thanks, Gino, for being here.
Not a problem at all.
Excellent. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing, Cooper Cargill Chant, and Leone McDonald and Roberts. And then I'd like to bring in our special guest, Chief Ed Wagner of the Conway Police Department. How are you doing, Ed?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
So let's get started with anything you'd like to talk to the town about and let them know about how COVID-19 is affecting the department or the department is affecting COVID-19.
Sure. So just for starters, I just want to let everybody know that the Conway Police Department will certainly is still available and will continue to provide the same level of service that the town has come to expect. Some internal changes that we made in response to the COVID-19. We have prepared and we will continue to prepare as the pandemic changes. But some internal changes that we've made, just quickly, we have reduced the officer schedules and staff, and we have limited their interaction inside the building to keep everybody inside the building safe. We've reduced staffing within the building, secretarial staff, dispatch staff, again, to just sort of limit contact with everybody. So, of course, we will respond to any emergency call, but I just want people to know that we will be taking as many calls as we can or reports as we can by phone, again, to reduce contact with the public. Don't be shocked if responding officers sort of socially distance themselves while taking reports or making traffic stops. I certainly don't want anybody to be offended by that. We're just trying to keep everybody healthy and safe. And another internal change is we've limited people that have access to inside the building. Very few people are allowed, no outside agencies. We basically have a cleaner that comes in a couple times a week, a few times a week, but that is about it. So I just want everybody to know those few changes that we've made. We're just trying to, like I said, keep everybody safe, keep everybody healthy, and you know, we're practicing social distancing. One thing that we did do last Friday, we had a company from Massachusetts come in and de-clean the inside of the building and all the cruisers to keep everybody safe and healthy. So that's about what we're doing here at the police department for this unprecedented times.
Yeah, actually, I never thought about it. Do the officers share cars here in North Conway, or do they have their own units?
So they do. They do share cars.
Okay.
So we've reduced that as well. It used, before this started, there were three people that shared a car because we had three different shifts. We now only have two different shifts. Our officers are either working 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So we're allowed to spread the cars out, so only two officers are in each car. They've all been given Clorox wipes. They wipe the inside of the cars down before and after any contact with the public and before and after their shifts are over.
Okay, yeah, I hadn't thought of that at all, but that's really important, I'm sure.
It is.
So we do have some questions that have come in throughout the day. And I'll start off with a nice, hopefully an easy one, although it's interesting. Someone asked when to use 911 if you believe you have COVID-19. So kind of an open-ended question. I mean, I guess they're saying if I don't feel well and I feel really sick, do I call 911 or do I call the hospital?
Well, you can do either. Certainly any emergency call, call 911. And I was going to mention that in a little bit. So any emergency, you can dial 911 and we will respond. You know, we are sort of asking people at this point if they even think that they may be infected or they have the symptoms, just to please let us know so we can, you know, either tell the officers while they're responding or the EMS and fire personnel as they're responding that, you know, there may be a an active case of COVID-19.
And obviously you must have a new protocol for that.
Yeah, we do. Like I said, you know, we're just asking everybody to let us know if they even think. So every cruiser, every officer has personal protection equipment that they can don, and certainly the fire department and EMS personnel have all that. So sort of everything's changing with this, and, you know, it's a different time. You know, we've never, in my 24 and a half years, I've never experienced this. So we're making changes as we go, and, you know, things are different now, for sure.
Yeah, no question. No question about it. Another question came in, and this is a big one, I think, that a lot of people are wondering about. We have all these orders from the governor, you know, stay at home, no large gatherings, these types of things, you know, shutting down non-essential businesses. One of them was, should people report large gatherings or crowds? Like if maybe they're at a trailhead or they're in town somewhere gathering, you know, maybe playing a sport or something. I don't know. Is that something that people should call the police about, or what should they do?
Yeah, so, you know, so we sort of have two different questions there, the sort of stay-at-home, shelter-in-place, and then large gatherings. So I'll try to answer each one. You know, the shelter-in-place is basically an order from the governor that, you know, allows people to do many things. It allows them to go to the stores, allows them to go to work, allows them to recreate, you know, all kinds of things. So there's really not much we can do about that. However, if there are large gatherings, you know, we would certainly like a phone call, especially if it's in town. You know, at a trailhead, it may be a little different, but at a, you know, a restaurant, you know, it's something totally different. So the large gatherings of, I think it's 10 or more now,
yep,
is an order from the governor. And what we would do if we got called to a large gathering is just remind people of, hey, look, guys, there is an order in place from the governor. We'd appreciate it if you disseminated and, you know, stayed healthy and practice the social distancing part of the order. However, if they decide that they don't want to do that after they've been told, you know, that then becomes an arrestable offense for disorderly conduct or whatever. So we could take action on that, but we certainly hope it doesn't come to that.
Okay, and then this one kind of question kind of goes into that. It's actually a lengthy, several-part question, so let me see if I can break it up here. But basically it goes to, they refer to people at Tuckerman's Ravine last weekend, 400 people reportedly there. Again, they said, you know, backup traffic at major trailheads. Is there anything that the Conway PD would do about that here in town, like at a Diana's Bath or anything? Or is that more of a governor's standing order and people just shouldn't be doing it?
Yeah, you know, it is a governor's order, and we would certainly appreciate it, like I just said, that if people did not do that. You know, Tuckerman's Ravine we certainly have no control of, and we're not, it's not certainly not our jurisdiction. But at Diana's Bath, things like that, I think it just goes back to my last answer is, look, we'd certainly appreciate it if you did not do that. You know, I think the locals that go up there, they know the trail, they want to get some exercise, but I think we do have some people coming in from out of town that, you know, are trying to do the same thing, and, you know, it may get to the point where, you know, we have to just go up there and remind people, look, you know, it is a stay-at-home order, and we appreciate it if you didn't do this. And again, it goes to the, if you if you decide that after being told by the police that you still want to do it, you know, then it becomes, you know, a criminal offense that we can take action on.